This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Israeli military says it found traces of hostages in an underground tunnel in Gaza. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Khan Yunis, in the southern half of the Gaza Strip, has become a focus of Israel's ground offensive, and the military has been showing journalists tunnels in the city, where it says it's found signs of the hostages. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hostage DNA. Hostages were held here, this tunnel system.
Hagari stood in front of a corrugated tin hut that covered the tunnel's entrance in a residential yard. He says Hamas militants retreated to Khan Yunis immediately after their October 7 attacks.
In the civilian neighborhood, in order to make it impossible for the IDF, unless he does a ground operation, to fire at this area or try to rescue the hostages.
The IDF did not say if the hostages whose DNA had been identified are known to be dead or alive. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel has no intention of permanently occupying the Gaza Strip.
Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and de-radicalized.
Israel had said this week it was planning to begin drawing down troops from at least the northern part of Gaza. The Israeli government has been under weeks of pressure from the United States to scale down its operations and shift to what Washington says should be a more targeted campaign. But the fighting appears to be as intense as ever, especially in the southern and central areas where Israeli forces launched a ground invasion last month. Hamas has been designated as a terrorist group by the United States. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. The United Nations top court is opening hearings into South Africa's allegation that Israel's war with Hamas amounts to genocide against the Palestinians. In 2 days of preliminary hearings that begin Thursday, South Africa is initially asking the International Court of Justice to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Israel is strongly denying South Africa's claims. A final decision will likely take several weeks. One person is dead and three others injured after an avalanche at a popular ski resort in the western U.S. state of California Wednesday. The avalanche at Palisades Tahoe occurred just minutes after the resort opened to begin the winter season. Michael Gross, the vice president of mountain operations for the resort, said crews had just spent several days making an assessment of conditions.
So KT-22 opened today for the first day of the season. We've had ski patrol up there doing avalanche control assessment since Sunday. So for the past few days, they've been up there doing control work, evaluating weather conditions, setting up all the safety markings, hazard markings, etc., to get it prepared for today's opening.
The disaster happened as a powerful storm was expected to bring as much as 61 centimeters of snow to the highest elevations by early Thursday. Palisades, the site for the 1960 Winter Olympics, is on the western side of Lake Tahoe. The families of men who died in prisons in the southern U.S. state of Alabama want to know why their relatives' body parts were missing. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
A federal lawsuit alleges that the bodies of two men who died while incarcerated in Alabama prisons were missing organs when the bodies were returned to their families. Brandon Clay Dotson died in a state prison in November. His family filed a federal lawsuit last month against the Alabama Department of Corrections, alleging that Dotson's body was decomposing and his heart was missing. There was speculation that the organs may have been used for research purposes. In a court filing, an attorney for the medical school at the University of Alabama at Birmingham says that that university did not perform the autopsy and never received any of Dotson's organs. The Dotson family's attorney says there are other families with the same situation. The daughter of another deceased inmate says her father's body was missing all of his internal organs when it was returned in 2021. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.